Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And ladies and gentlemen, we give God some praise. If you can hear this now or later, that means you're still alive. And we just want to thank God for that opportunity to be here with you. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. Ain't nothing like it, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like prayer. Ain't nothing like prayer, ladies and gentlemen. As I get older, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Vaughn, Elder Kevin Vaughn. As I get older, I understand that scripture about pray without ceasing. Man, we got to be praying every second.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Not going on, folks. Not going on. Amen. Amen. You want to encourage your little babies to start praying. Everybody needs to start praying today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. He'll be up shortly along with Dr. Crenshaw and his wife. We're excited about them being with us tonight. Hey, also, too, I want to give out that number. You guys have been tweeting out and LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter all day. The number 347-843-4559. Put that on your website. Put that on your social media pages, 347-843-4559. All you have to do is put pray and then the number, 347-843-4559. People will get it. Probably want to put the time on there. That'd be helpful, too, right? But surely, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-843-4559. Also, too, not to leave anybody out tonight, if you do have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on the phone, and I'll put you in queue. And if you have a comment or a prayer request specifically for Bishop tonight and Doc, thank you so much. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight is going to come from the book of Hebrews, ladies and gentlemen, book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. So we always, as Bishop reminds us, to remember the word, never forget the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, for it is the power to save. Amen. Amen. Hey, John, I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews, chapter 10 as well. Let's get started in the word, ladies and gentlemen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen. For ye have need of patience. Oh, I got that underlined in my Bible. Patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. Have patience, ladies and gentlemen. God ain't in a rush. He don't have to rush for nothing. So we got to have patience in the things of God today. Amen. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Amen. He promised, ladies and gentlemen, he'll return again at the appointed time. Now the just shall live by faith. Amen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Amen. Y'all hear that? Now the just will live by faith. Amen. Must have faith at all costs, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what's going on, we must continue the faith. Believe God. Regardless of what you see and hear, it don't matter. You still got to keep the faith, ladies and gentlemen. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Believing to the saving of the soul. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. The souls of men must be saved unto Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you just joined us, it's a prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And we just thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. If you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God as we release the mic to him. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night and this opportunity. We give you glory and honor, Lord. We adore you for this day that you have made. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for your graces, everlasting to everlasting. Father God, we give you praise because you have all power. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now we walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, your word and your anointing destroy every yoke. Father, in the name of Jesus, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But it's with your stripes we are healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healing in the body.
body of Christ. We decree and declare healing for the saints of God. We decree and declare healing for those that are sick. We decree and declare healing and your miracles of manifestation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your word said the kingdom of God suffer violent, violent must be taken by force. We take the authority that you have put in our hands and the ability you have placed in our hands, Father. God, you gave us kingdom reign, God, and you have given us authority over the enemy. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our family are healed. Our families are saved. Our families are delivered. Our families are set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight for every man, child. God, we thank you for God, you're moving on their behalf. Lord, we thank you, God, you're blessing the young men, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your victory. We decree and declare your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life and long life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. We speak healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it, God. We magnify you because you are God. You are our King. You are the Lord. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. You, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. God, we stand in the gap, God, in the name of Jesus, for our nation, oh Lord. We stand in the gap in the mighty name of Jesus, and we call those things that be not as though they already are. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word says one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. Father God, we thank you for your word, God. Abo shatala labo kondo satala rebe kota. Isamare kondo bo sikala lebeza. God, we glorify you, God. We thank you for your miracle working power, Lord. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for sound mind. Arabo koto sa. In the name of Jesus, satarobo koto sa. Isala labo kondo satama. A sound mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for sound minds tonight. God, we thank you, God, you're destroying that spirit of delusion. You're destroying that spirit of fear. You're destroying that spirit of doubt. You're destroying it in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare wholeness tonight. We decree and declare, God, all fear is gone. We decree and declare all fear is gone, all doubt and confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Your word is a mighty army, God. Your word is power. Your word is spirit, and it is life. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You watch us over your word to perform it, God. And we decree and declare, let God arrive. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. That smoke is driven away. Drive them away. Drive away those evil spirits, God. Drive away that spirit. Drive away that spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. Drive away a pocondo sambi kondo sande kota leche. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for families tonight, God. We pray for sons and daughters. We pray for mothers and fathers tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God. We thank you for this day that you made. God, we call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you, God. We adore you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We plead the blood tonight, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sound of divine wisdom tonight, divine healing tonight, We pray against that spirit of Okondosia, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. You're great of Okondosia. We thank you tonight. That man is healed, God. That woman is healed from COVID-19. That child is healed from COVID. We pray against that spirit of Okondosita, that spirit of fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call it so tonight, God. We pray for families in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, Lord. We pray for finances and blessings tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, in your name, God, your word said we'll be blessing the city, we'll be blessing everything we put our hands to do, God. We thank you, God. We stand in agreement tonight, God. We pray for our school system, we pray for the children, we pray for in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Lord, we thank you for souls tonight, Lord. Souls are being saved, Lord. Souls are being delivered, Lord. Souls are being set free, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We glorify your name, Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. We put it under the blood tonight, God. We put sickness under the blood, God. Every disease under the blood tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We are living in our blessing, God. We are living in a blessed overflow, God. We thank you for favor, Lord. We thank you, God, for the body of Christ, Lord. We pray for pastors in their congregation, Jesus. Let God arrive. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him be before us. As smoke is driven away, drive them away, God. As wax melt before your fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad, Lord. Let them rejoice in the Labokondosa. Let them exceedingly rejoice in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against every attack of our Sondo Kondosi Pandela Lepeko. Every spirit of darkness, Sikondo Kambosa Telerebia. Every spirit of Labokondo Sika Metela Lepekapa. We pray against the Namotalia. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We pray for those people in New Orleans, God. From the storm, oh God. We pray, God, you take care of them, Lord. We pray, God, as you make ways, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, you catch people hard out of Oshikapia. In the name of Jesus, but most of all, keep them safe, Lord. Keep them, Isandokokoa. Restore everything that the caterpillar, the canker worm has stolen from them in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, Alabokondosipanderebea. We pray for this nation, oh God. We pray for the saints of God. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we shall reap if we don't thank God in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We walk in faith, God. We don't walk by sight, but we walk in faith tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare it's already done. We thank you for the victory already before. We thank you for the healing and manifestation of your word already, God. We give you the praise. We pray for that family tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, you know every need, Lord. You know every desire, God. We pray for the In the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds and casting out every imagination, every voodoo worker, every witch worker, every sandola mokonda, every sikonda rabata, every darkness apekondo sipa, every risanela pokondo sitala, reveal and expose it and destroy, reveal it and expose it and destroy, reveal it, expose it and destroy. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight, God. We thank you for victory, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you, we call those things that be not as though they already are, God. God, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by God. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake him, God. We thank you, Lord. We live in overflow, God. We are blessed above. We give you glory and honor, God. We are Oh God, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood. We thank you for your healing power, God. Heal that man tonight, God. Heal that child, that individual tonight, Lord. Heal that son, that daughter tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal that mother tonight, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, comfort those that love our culture. Comfort our material culture. Comfort our bekondo sitaba. Comfort all of our kondo sadaba. Thank you for every miracle, Lord. Thank you for every breakthrough, Galalabosha. Thank you for every blessing, oh God. Thank you for every promise coming to pass, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Malalabo kondo sataba. We thank you, Malalabo. We thank you for your word, Galalabo Shekambo Ratala. Your word is a Mikonda Satalabeka. Your word is everlasting of Okondisata. Your word is a comfort of Lava Kondo Sadaba. Your word is a Sala Labo Kondo Sataba. Your word is a consuming fire, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. This is the night, Galalabo Kotaba. This is the night of the Bokondo Sikalalabetaba. We rest in your word, O God. We rest in your word, O God. We rest in your word, O God. We rest in your word, Alabata. We rest in your word, Abaketaba. We rest in the Malalabekotaba. We rest on the Kondo Sakalalaba. God, you're making the crooked places straight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, protect our children, Lord. Protect our families, God. Protect Kamalalabo Kotaba. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against every kondosa, every spirit of suicide. We pray against every spirit of murder, God. We pray against every kondosa talaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We adore you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We We commit it into your hands, Lord. We commit it into your hands, God. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think, God. We give you thanks, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was his voice you just heard on the network. And I hope you picked up a key part of his prayer, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to Dr. Crenshaw. Victory. Victory. We have victory through prayer. We thank God for you tonight. At this time, I want to bring on Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. God bless you, Doc.
Praise God. Praise God for that powerful prayer tonight. From Bishop Crenshaw, amen, amen. Just to reference what Elder Kevin was saying about victory, praise God, I want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight that your greatest attack is about to become your greatest moment of victory. Your greatest attack is about to become your greatest moment of victory. When it seems, praise the Lord, that all that you've done and done all that you can do, the Bible tells us to keep on standing and stand anyway. The closer we get to our place of victory, the more intense it will get. And the more prayer, the more praise is necessary. We knew that, amen, the Bible tells us in the book of Joshua, when they begin to go around the wall, praise the Lord. The Lord told them, praise God, to go around that wall the 6 days. On the seventh day, go around seven times. Notice this, that when they got closer to the place of victory, God required more. When they got closer to the place of victory, God required more. On the seventh day, go around seven times. Praise God. So know that, praise God, the Bible tells us not to be weary in well-doing. Praise God. We're going to reap if we just don't faith. So when your consistency feels like defeat, just keep going. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. When your consistency in prayer, your consistency in fasting, your consistency in reading the Word of God, praise the Lord. When it seems like you're defeated, just keep on going. Praise God. In the end, we shall win. In the end, we shall win. They marched around that wall. They marched around that wall. The Bible said, praise God, on that seventh day, they got up early, early, before dawn. Praise God. They changed the strategy just a little bit. They just didn't get up early. They got up in the dawn. Amen. Praise God. In the midst, amen, before daybreak, amen, they were up ready. Praise God. Sometimes the enemy, praise God, can get so customized to our routine, because some of the things we say, some of the things that we do, praise the Lord. But when we can hear the voice of the Lord, God will coach us and teach us how to move, how to act. Praise God. Sometimes he will teach us, praise God, how to shift, amen, our strategy, praise God, to stay ahead of the enemy. This is a season, praise God, that our perception and our discernment must keep in, that we will stay ahead of the enemy. But know that God is going to require even more from us, even more from us as we get closer and closer to our victory. So we keep praying, we keep fasting, we keep seeking the face of God, knowing that God is yet able. He's sovereign. God is able to do, the word of the Lord said, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's working on the inside of us. The power of God should be working on the inside of us, not just laying dormant. Praise God. Not just laying dormant. Praise God. God has given us authority, apostolic authority over the enemy. And in this season, praise God, God is going to teach us how to exercise that authority in the earth. So I encourage you to be not weary. Praise God. Hold on. Hold fast to the word of God. Amen. Praise God. When it looks like, praise God, defeat is at your front door, know that victory is on the way. Praise God. Your greatest moment of defeat is about to be your greatest moment of victory. Because in him we live, we move, we have our being. Praise God. And the devil is already defeated. The Lord saw our ending at the beginning, God. He knows exactly, praise God, how that situation that you're going through is going to end. So we need to be encouraged. As Elder Kevin has said tonight, victory. Victory. There's an old song, amen, that they used to sing back in the day. Victory, victory shall be mine. Give my whole, my peace. Let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Another word from Doc and from Bishop tonight. Awesome word tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful, powerful word tonight as well. We must stay focused, ladies and gentlemen. We must stay focused. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight on prayer requests. Hit *1 on your phone. It'll give you a few minutes or a few seconds, excuse me, to chime in. Hit *1 on your phone so we don't miss anybody tonight. But also remember, we're always praying for you. You can also always call me for prayer as well. And if you want to get in touch with Doc and Bishop, I'll make sure to get the information first. But give me a call at 404-401-0233 if you require prayer. 404-401-0233, or if you want to get in touch with Bishop or Doc Crenshaw, I'll be glad to forward that information on to them, okay? Sounds good. So we thank God for you. Well, we're going to turn this back over to Dr. Crenshaw. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I just want to quickly say to just remember the guns of Cunningham and the loss of her brother. We want to continue to certainly hold her and her family up before the Lord. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Amen. So we love Dr. Sister Cunningham family, and we pray for her. Yes, we do. So we thank God for the Cunningham family, and we are praying for them even as we speak. Yes, yes. Amen. Bishop, I'll turn this back over to you. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Father, we thank God as you strengthen the Cunningham family and be with them during this hour, Marie, God. We know that you are all-knowing. God, you, Lord, your word say you never leave us nor forsake us, but you would be with us even unto the end of the world. And, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your power, that you never lose any power, but you have the same authority and the ability. And, Father, we thank you as you comfort many, many more. Comfort them in this time and strengthen them for days ahead. Father, we forever give you glory and honor. We thank you for all that you are even doing now and the things that you're going to continue to do in our lives. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love that has been extended, your power is all powerful. We give you glory and honor. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen. Yes, we love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man, woman of God tonight in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. What a great lesson. What a great lesson, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of the evening. Some parts of the world, it's already Monday. So God bless you out there as well. And we want to encourage everybody around the globe as well to stay strong in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, we want you to have a great week coming up. Plan well. Enjoy your wonderful life. Do your social media, your social distancing, if you will, and take care of yourself. Wear your mask. I am not a doctor, but take care of your immune system, as Dr. Crenshaw always encourages us to do, okay? Take care of your immune system, folks. Check with your doc on that and see what you got to do, okay? Get that done. Yeah, get that. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I'm Kevin Vaughn with you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm trying to find a quick song here that had the words of victory since Doc had mentioned it earlier. So I think we got a great song from Loretta Brown. Clark says, I hear the sound of victory. God bless everybody. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop.
encourage people to do what you know to do.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, never give up. Ladies and gentlemen, the bishop always tells us never give up. Hey, this has been prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. Take care, everybody. We love you in the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless you. We love you. We love you. Love you.